The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 40-ish minutes, we'll give you details on our holiday Christmas drinking shenanigan show. So that's coming up at 7:45. You want to keep listening for that. But right now, we're going to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Well, then grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. Makes you great.
Great cakes.
Just what you want. Want greatness.
Right. There's a lot going on. I actually did a podcast yesterday. Check my my Twitter if you want to get a link to it, where you talked all about the skins, the Commanders. And one of the things I brought up, I tweeted about it yesterday also, and we've seen this before. There was a picture that was kind of stark that we talked about on the show. But Manny Forbes, had the cameras out there. We had his first workout with the Rams.
Yeah.
Jason, his legs are toothpicks. There's no, I mean, it's just, it's the most shocking thing.
The way he's built.
He has, the thing that really jumps out at me is, like, you know, anybody's played any sports at all, you have these quad, like these muscles around your knees, mm-hmm. you know, especially if you play soccer.
Sure.
He doesn't have that. There's no muscle tone in the legs. It's just remarkable. And then, you know, he's wearing this big oversized helmet. He looks like he's going to tip over. He doesn't even... And I'm being mean, but I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just amazed because I do root for him. I hope he becomes a Pro Bowler. I really do root for him. He doesn't even look quick. He just
hard to tell in those videos and quickness. But the legs just jump out at you. We've talked about it every time. And people are like, oh, he can gain weight, this and that.
No, I mean, it looks like he probably can't really gain weight.
Or the argument of, oh, he doesn't need a lot of weight. He's such a playmaker. He makes plays on the ball all the time. Now, that may have been the case at Mississippi State. It hasn't been the case,
obviously,
in the pros.
But, I mean, I even question, like, what did he run in a 40? Like, I don't even know. He actually looks slow. He looks not quick. I don't even know how anybody could tweet about it. He makes Jaden look like Hulk Hogan.
He ran a 4.35.
That's amazing. I mean,
that's moving.
That is moving.
That is blazing fast.
That's right. So light. How could you not?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have any fat.
Did he float to the 40-yard line?
What is his body fat percentage?
Like zero.
1%?
Yeah. I mean, you look at legs.
He looks like a supermodel.
Yeah. I mean, even a supermodel, you would tell eat a hamburger. I mean, it's unbelievable. Jason, did you see the video?
I didn't.
Just click on, I'm begging you to. Just type in Manuel Forbes Rams.
Okay.
Please, you got to see. I want to get your comment. I know.
Can I do it during the break?
No, I want your live
reactions.
I want your live reaction.
Ron Rivera drafted him. He was the only cornerback.
How could they draft him in the first round?
The only cornerback drafted since 2000 to weigh under 170 pounds. Well, think about it. Derrick Henry's in the NFL. It's football. I know you're a corner and your primary responsibility is covering receivers,
yeah,
but you do have to tackle. How do you expect a guy who weighs less than 170 pounds to tackle Derrick Henry?
We saw this past weekend when Cooper DeJean basically trucked Derrick Henry. If that were Manny Forbes trying to make that tackle, he would have been broken.
He would have been on the IR.
100 pieces.
The thing is, that's a little bit incidental. Like, Deion was never a big tackler. Like, some of the best players. Sure. I don't think Darryl Green was a big tackler.
Yeah, it's not their top priority.
But I just wonder how he could just stay with a receiver. Like, throw him aside?
Which website is it on? Is it on the Rams.com? Is it on
YouTube? Why don't you just go do me a favor? Go to EB Junkies, then. It's the easiest thing on my Twitter and to my profile. I retweeted the video. And you see him, and he's just doing drills, and he must be just doing it at half speed. But the legs, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
If your daughter had legs like that, you'd send her in a hospital.
And here's the thing,
I'm not kidding.
We obviously respect Sean McVay and his GM Les Snead. Like, those guys are generally sharp. Like, they know what they're doing.
Well, they're. I don't blame them.
I'm surprised that they had interest.
Well, the thing is, he must have some talent, as I said before. But it's just when you see him in his uniform, it's unbelievable. He must have some talent, or a team wouldn't take you in the first round.
I mean, in Ron's defense, we don't defend Ron much on this show.
Nor should we.
Yeah.
I mean, he was mocked in the first round by a lot of people, draft guru.
Right. So that's why, and first round guys that get cut, they always get second chances. So maybe it won't work. I am rooting for him.
But again, I said this the other day.
I couldn't find it
on your Twitter. I don't care. But my point is, Ron had a staff of people. Right. There's no way Ron was going to Mississippi State games.
No, he had two Marty's working for him.
His entire staff was poor at their jobs.
Correct.
All the Marty's, everybody underneath
Ron
them.
Ron was just saying, all right, who should we take? Who do you like?
Right.
And everyone was saying, this kid, Emmanuel Forbes, legit, can run a 4.35. Right. He's got 100 interceptions in the SEC.
Well, thankfully, all
So you got to blame all those guys,
too. Some of the burden and the blame is on them, but they're all out the door now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about them any longer.
Right.
Making decisions that impact this roster.
But anyway, just check that out. I am, honestly, even though I'm goofing on just sort of the body, it's just amazing to me. I am rooting for him. I hope he has five picks.
I'd like to see him do well.
Yeah, I'd like to see him make Pro Bowl and it won't upset me.
Speaking of the Rams, you guys were talking about the Cowboys. Two biggest Cowboy fans in the world right now are JP and Drabby.
Because of the argument
we had yesterday. But the Rams have one more win than the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. All right. And they play the Bills at home this weekend.
Yeah.
But they get them at home. Then they get the Niners, who are dead. Then they get the Jets, who are dead.
Mm-hmm. Dead.
Then they get the Cardinals and Seahawks at home.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If they can go on a run here too, Drabby, not just the Cowboys.
They could, but I think they're going to get smashed by Buffalo and then.
But I'm saying they're only one game back of the division.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Cowboys.
That division stinks.
The Cowboys are chasing the wild card.
Right.
The Rams are chasing the division.
Hey, we don't have any bottom feeders in our division. You can't say our division stinks. Our division has four average teams in it.
Yes. Okay. Decidedly mediocre. Is that a better description?
Let me know when there's a two win. There's no two win team in our division.
That's right.
You guys chumps.
Yeah. Get out of that.
Well, we've done this a little bit, but one of the
I will say this: the Niners are playing like a two win team.
One of the questions that the guys yesterday on the pod asked me. I actually wasn't really prepared for it, but it's a basic question: is after the bye, what record do you think they'll have? So they have, and we've talked about this, they have New Orleans,
yep,
Philly, Atlanta, Dallas. I told them I would go 3-1. I would go, if you just, you know, it doesn't mean I'll be right, although I think I'm 11-2 picking the Commanders' fortunes this year. I'd take win over New Orleans, loser to Philly, win over Atlanta, and somehow defeat Micah Parsons. Because I think we're a better football team than them. So I have them going 3-1.
Can you imagine if that Washington-Dallas game in Week 18 is for the last wild card?
It's possible.
I mean, it's possible. Mathematically, of course, it's possible, but realistically,
let's go around the room. So I have them 3-1, beating the Saints. I mean, if you look at you say the same thing about us. Everyone says the same thing. We haven't beaten anybody. I think the Cincinnati win, even though they're struggling. I mean, what Burrow's doing is ridiculous.
I think that's the best one, most exciting one.
You but, also thumped the Cardinals, who Drab can't stop talking about behind the glass. Loves them being part of the NFC West.
That's big, too, because I got the head-to-head.
Yeah.
I have them beating the Saints, losing to Philly. Sorry. I mean, we could beat Philly, but if you put a gun to my head, I'd pick Philly. And then beat Atlanta and then beating Dallas. Mm. What do you have? I'm going to guess you guys all go 2-1.
I've got
3-2. 1 or 2-2.
You guys have us losing to Dallas again?
Well, I don't know if they lose to Dallas. I mean, I don't know if that game is going to mean anything.
That game could mean nothing.
Let's assume it means something. Let's assume it means something.
That's going to be.
I'll have them at 3-1.
That's going to be interesting.
That sticks with my preseason prediction.
I'm going to go 2-2. I don't know if they'll beat the Saints and the Falcons. I don't know. I just have them going 2-2.
Okay.
10 wins is freaking great. Oh, great year.
It's an amazing year.
What do you think, JP? Let's put your score on the record. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things can change, and you don't know whether the games are going to mean anything.
Let's
but right now, you'd
something.
Say 3-1. I'd love to see the impact of Lattimore. That's going to be big. It's looking like he's going to play.
It's
going to
be a big impact because it just knocks everybody down a receiver.
Yeah.
He gets the top dog.
By the way, I did find the video. I can show you, Jason.
Yeah, look.
The reason why you couldn't figure out Twitter is you retweeted Gabe's tweet or somebody.
There was no video on his Twitter.
Right, because it was because he had retweeted somebody else's.
Thank you. All right. Thought I was an idiot. So it wasn't on it.
If you just hit media, you would see the retweet.
I'm never on Twitter.
Yeah.
So I don't know where. Yeah, no,
he's got skinny legs.
No, it's the most shocking thing you've ever seen.
Let me see it again.
They look skinnier when he's moving.
Mini Manute. Imagine if you cut half Manute's body off.
Poor Manute. Rest in peace.
You're lying, by the way. You're not rooting for him to have 5 picks in a game.
I didn't mean in a game. I mean like the rest of the year.
Yeah, you'd still be bitter.
No, I promise you, because I understand letting him go. Wasn't in their plans. Guy's 100 pounds. I get it.
But he's a nice kid.
But he's a nice kid.
I don't want him to be out of the league.
It wasn't like he, had a drunken driving thing and he ran over somebody, punched somebody over at One Loud. He's just the kid that didn't fit.
He's a nice kid.
He got overdrafted. That's not his fault.
Honestly, Val, he's looking at me like I'm an alien. I'm okay if he thrives somewhere else. It's okay.
As long as they're not playing you, right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want him to fall out against my team.
Remember he went over to the corners for the Bears?
I root for most people.
After the Hail Mary.
Say again?
He showed empathy, I think, after the Hail Mary.
Yeah,
he went over to the corners of the Bears.
Yeah.
Heaviest weight he's ever lifted.
You're just different than me.
You're rooting for someone. You basically misused him. If all of a sudden he has 5 picks at the end of the season.
But it might be true. We might have misused him. I mean, again, as you said, we weren't the only team that had him high on their board.
By the way, on a side note, speak of misusing people that you've picked up or acquired, Deontay Johnson being picked up by the Ravens. Now, I know that they didn't pay a lot to get him. But that's like blowing up in everybody's face.
He's been suspended for a game now by the team.
Yeah, he's barely being used.
I thought he was initially a good pickup. No?
It seemed like it. Like,
yeah. He put up good numbers.
They didn't utilize him, and then he got suspended.
He's a malcontent.
What happened?
He wouldn't
go
into the game against the Eagles.
He refused to go into the game.
Oh, got to get rid of him.
So they said,
he was there, 2 games before, 3 games before? And
right.
then, like, they haven't. Who's getting 5 snaps a game.
And so he's pouting.
He's pouting because it's a contract year for him, and he's not putting up any kind of numbers.
Yeah.
And he refused to go into the game. Yeah. Eric DaCosta, suspension.
Right, as he should.
Should just cut his ass.
You can't. Well, there's a lot of chatter about that because if you cut him before the playoff rosters are set, like Kansas City can go pick him up.
Right. Or that good that he could help your opponent.
Yeah, he could.
Oh, he's definitely a good player.
If his head's on right and he's being
he could he could help a team that's going to playoffs. The Bills could pick him up.
Yeah, I get it. But they just suspend him without pay. Can they suspend him without pay? Because he's getting rewarded for that. That would annoy me. But back to the Manny Forbes thing just for a second, Valdez. Don't you think it's mean to root for him to fail? Like, I don't want him to fail. I want him to succeed. I want everybody to succeed.
No, I root for my team. And I wouldn't want my team to get embarrassed by making a poor personnel decision.
Don't you root for humanity? I root for the humanity of it.
No, I root for my team.
Root for your squad first. Humanity, distant second.
I think my team's going to be fine without
you root
Manny Forbes.
Against Joe Flacco?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's not wearing purple and black anymore. So yes.
I'm with you, EB. I would maybe root for the guy that he does well elsewhere.
Yeah. I root for him.
Not against your team.
Of course not.
But have success
elsewhere.
Unless
they did something malicious, they were a douche. Right. No, then I root against you. Like Eric Bieniemy. Just a disingenuous fraud. I root against him.
Where was he disingenuous?
I don't know.
I just think he wasn't good.
He kind of came across as I'm the smartest guy in the room.
I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Don't wear your hat backwards. Don't do that around Eric Bieniemy. He'll get so bitter.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just a big phony.
They'll suspend you.
I actually hate that.
All right, coming up next, somebody that you don't hate, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider.
Baldy.
He's going to join us next on The Fan.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget we'll have all the details that you need for the Junkies Holiday Drinking Show. That is coming up in just about 20 minutes at 7:45. So keep listening so we can fill you in on everything you need to know about that. But right now, we're joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider. He's the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. What's up, Baldy? How are you?
Baldy.
Morning, guys.
Baldy, how was a good holiday
and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. It was good. I had a lot of pie, watched a lot of football, analyzed a lot of football. Had a lot of drinks. It was good, man.
did you spend Thanksgiving Day in Florida or in New Jersey?
Yeah, I was at my girlfriend's cousin's house. They had a big spread. So nice. I had to do some stuff for the network for a couple of first games, but then I had had some time later in the day, man, to get over there, so it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Baldy, what do you think of this? One of the junks went to a Thanksgiving gathering where there was no pumpkin pie.
It was a massive
on the dessert table.
Massive, you know, food display.
I mean, that's a huge fail, right?
That's a violation.
I thought so too. Yeah. I have to agree.
there's a fine. I mean, I started my Thanksgiving Day's feast with two slices of pumpkin pie,
right,
just to get myself warmed up, and I would go pie turkey, pie ham, pie. You know, that's how I did.
That's a great setup. I've never heard of three different pie servings during one Thanksgiving.
Oh, he's a big dude
great.
Too.
You know, the apple pie was just it was. First of all, nobody had even touched it. I'm like, is there something wrong with it?
Yeah, it's a poison pie.
Everyone's got to try apple pie.
She felt sorry for it.
Yeah, sure.
I felt sorry for the pie. That's what happened.
Hilarious. Well, some of us have been feeling sorry for the Skins here the last couple of weeks.
Pivot.
The Commanders. And then they kind of broke out and got back to kind of doing what they were doing the first 7 or 8 weeks. And now I feel a lot better about it. What is sort of your take on that? And what does it mean?
I had similar sentiment, but I just felt sorry for Tennessee because they didn't show up.
Yeah.
Like that was, and I called them out. That's the worst effort by a team I think I've seen this year. It was 28-0, and honestly, I don't know if Jaden had thrown a pass where the ball hit the ground.
Yeah,
it was. I have a lot of respect for a lot of those guys in Tennessee, and I kind of been kind of bragging about them, like this is a team that's better than their record for a long time because they lost a lot of close games, whatnot, but they played hard. Jeffrey Simmons, Tavondre Sweat, Harold Landry. I mean, they got good players. I mean, I just didn't see it. They played better in the second half, but that first half was so credit Washington. But I mean, everybody had success. I mean, you know, they picked up Chris Rodriguez after they cut him, and he went for 100 yards. I mean, everybody had success.
Baldy, those big guys on the interior for the Titans, they made me look dumber than usual because leading up to the game, I was like, I don't know, man. The Commanders might have a hard time because these guys aren't giving up a lot of rushing yards, even though they give up a lot of points. It's a weird defense. And then they just got completely flattened by the Washington offense.
I mean, they hand the ball off to Brian Robinson on the first play, goes 40 yards to a touchdown untouched. Like, you just don't see that kind of stuff. You might see that, you know, in college football sometimes. You don't see that in the NFL. Right. Not like that. I mean, that was – and you're right. I mean, those guys, Tavondre and Simmons and some of those, Sebastian Joseph Day, they played good football to that point.
I saw your video. You broke down one of the plays that they were using the old counter tray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I felt like I was watching Joe Gibbs. I thought it was Russ Grimm and Joe Jacoby pulling. That was the first play. It was a counter tray. I was like, that was right out of the Hogs playbook right there.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So Terry McLaurin's been completely unlocked by Jaden Daniels. You have to feel good about the stats he's putting up. He's finally getting into the end zone a lot, which has been a problem for him throughout his career pre-Jaden. So that's really fun to see, that connection between Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, how that's blossoming.
I agree. And, you know, I mean, sometimes the receiver is only as good as his quarterback, and I don't want to talk bad about anybody that was there with Terry, but this is a different game. I think he's got 9 touchdown catches right now. He's going to get double digits for the first time in his career. He's going to hit, you know, he probably, this is going to be his 5th straight 1,000-plus yard season. He might get the most yards. And he looks like, you know, receiver number one. You know, 2 weeks they're going to see the Eagles, who have the best defense in football. And, you know, that might be for a playoff spot for him. And so I know I'm going to be down there in a couple weeks. I'm really looking forward to it. But, yeah, he's going to see you know, I'm sure they're going to start seeing some coverages and things that he probably hadn't seen before, although, you know, he's been their best receiver for 5 or 6 years now. But it is to see him find the end zone a couple times last week. I know he's excited, because I know he always thought he was one of the top receivers in the league, but unless you're putting up touchdowns, you know, and, you know, 100-plus catches, nobody's going to put you in that category, but he's going to do that this year.
So, Baldy, we approach here the final 4 or 5 weeks, 4 or 5 games, and they're going to be critical games for a few teams chasing these wild card spots. Washington right now, if the playoffs started this weekend, they're in the 7th slot, okay? Got a pretty comfortable lead based on the other records of some of these other teams. Still have to play teams that are chasing, like the Falcons. But the last 4 games are the Saints on the road, the Eagles here, the Falcons here, and then at Dallas. All right, so 4 games left. You figure 10 wins probably, you know, get you in as a wild card. How are you feeling about the last 4 weeks?
Well, I'm going to see Atlanta this weekend in Minnesota. And it's supposed to be Kirk Cousins, you know, homecoming back to Minnesota. But honestly, I wouldn't have any problem with pulling him right now and putting the rookie in there.
Wow.
All these rookie quarterbacks are having some level of success right now and look like they belong in this league. Jaden's been the best. But, you know, this Michael Penix Jr. is a tremendous talent. And Kirk Cousins was awful last week. And so I feel good about some of those games. I mean, Philadelphia is going to be a challenge. But they usually play Philadelphia pretty tough. Philadelphia is playing the best I've seen them play in a couple of decades right now. So that might be a challenge. But I feel like, you know, 3 of those games they could certainly take. I mean, the Saints have really battled on. They could have easily beaten the Rams last week. Kind of lost it at the end, but they played really good. Offensively, Kamara's playing really well. So they're gonna have to, you're gonna have to play. You have to really show up. Mm-hmm. But there are certainly some games on there outside of the Eagles, I think they're gonna struggle with. But outside of that, they certainly have the chance to beat those other teams.
So we start off talking about Thanksgiving. It seems like a lifetime ago, but let's go back to the Thanksgiving game with Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
By the way, you have a connection with Caleb, right? Did you work with him?
He was part of this when he was at Gonzaga College High School there in D.C. He was part of this quarterback collective that was, you know, Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and a couple guys were pretty involved, and a buddy of mine was running it, and he asked me to come and kind of open up like a film room. So we had a bunch of the guys that were there. I think Jade might have been there also, but Caleb was like the star player there. And I remember just sitting in the film room with them and just, all right, how do you attack this cover 3? And what if they get to this quarters look? What do you like? I mean, that kid had an answer for every single thing. And he was a good guy. I mean, he was generally very pleasant and easy to get along with. And then you saw him throw the football at this, you know, 2-day clinic that they were putting on. And, I mean, he would have blown everybody away at the combine if he went to a combine when he was 18.
Hmm.
So he was an advanced student for sure.
So we're starting to see some of that potential come out. In the second half, he had the 3 touchdown passes. But I'm wondering, you as a guy who played in the league, what would your reaction have been on the sideline as that ending happened where they don't use a timeout, coach doesn't use a timeout, Caleb changes the play, and the game's just wasted away for him?
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, that's a head coaching decision. I had people come, you know, coming back to me because I called it in real time. I'm like, this is, I'm not advocating for Matt Eberflus to be fired, but this is what, this is how coaches do get fired when they don't have, when they don't have the answers when you need the answers. And that was his job to like literally call the timeout, get the right play in there, tell the field goal team we've got no timeouts left. We're going to gain 7 yards. We need you on the field, set and ready to go tie this game up. And they didn't do any of that. And then his post-game press come, you know, we were fine with, you know, taking a shot to Odunze. Well, no, that's not the answer. And, you know, really started with the Hail Mary, the play before the Hail Mary 7 weeks ago in Washington. And, you know, players weren't focused on the play. And, you know, obviously, you know, Washington wins the game on it, the whole thing. You know, it's been one thing after another every week. And so I don't think Chicago had any choice. Plus, I think they really like what Thomas Brown is doing. He's gone from, honestly, quarterback coach to offense coordinator to now interim head coach. And I knew he would interview well if he did interview. And so I think, you know, they're giving him an audition right now.
I agree with everything you said, but what just befuddles me, because I put a lot of blame on Caleb, but I think it's because I have this anti, because I'm just such a Jaden guy, so I want to be mean to the others.
Okay, all right.
But to be fair. But honestly, they rep this out, right? This is standard. You're around. You go to all these teams. This is standard two-minute stuff that every team does all the time. Like, how is this not? I just assumed that this is something that they've repped out a million times.
Yeah, but I you know, I'll give you an analogy.
Yeah.
You think Tom Brady did that in his 12th game with Bill Belichick on the sideline? I don't think he did. I mean, I could ask Tom. We'd get him on a three-way here.
Right.
We could ask him, you know, about it. But I just think that he's getting the play coming in. He didn't like the play. He changed the play, which is his right to do. The coach sees what's going on. Like, he has to call the time out there and give yourself time. I just thought that's too much for any young quarterback. I don't know that Jaden's calling a timeout in that situation with Cliff or Dan sitting right there. If that situation comes up this weekend or next weekend against the Eagles, I don't believe Jaden's taking charge with 32 seconds to go and telling everybody what to do.
Hey, Baldy, did you hear about Thomas Brown's weight?
No.
So Thomas Brown was, like you said, quarterback's coach. Then he becomes the offensive coordinator. Now he's the head coach. He says in the last 22 days since the firing of Shane Waldron, he's lost 22 pounds because he hasn't had time to eat.
Wow.
I've not heard that. I'm not.
You need to bring him to that Thanksgiving where you had 9 slices of pie.
Yeah. No. But I'm good though. Like it took me 4 days to get it off, but I got it off. I wouldn't know what to do if I lost 22 pounds. Nothing would fit. I'd look like a bad looking turkey, like turkey neck and everything. I don't know if I'd like that. I like working, but I don't like losing 22 pounds over it.
Yeah. Hey, Baldy, the hit that Trevor Lawrence took was kind of scary, right? And we've seen what's happened to some of these quarterbacks like Tua. And what do they call that, Eric? The fencing motion? The posture where their arms are just stiff and they can't move. I mean, it's very scary to watch. And look, Trevor's a big dude. He's 6'6", right? I mean, he's not thick, but he's tall. How do you feel about these quarterbacks sliding instead of diving or just taking a hit, especially if you're Lawrence? I mean, you're 6'6", you can take a hit from a DB or a linebacker. And then what did you feel about the player that actually laid the hit on Trevor and got suspended?
Well, I feel like, first of all, I thought the play, if I really looked at the play, it looked like it was supposed to be a boot and then get everybody flowing from Houston that way, and then he was going to throw it back across the field to Travis Etienne. Because it was a 2nd and 7 play. And I thought that was because the whole offense line's on the other side of the field. What he did when he came out, he saw like there was nobody there. So he just took off and he could have slid at any point. But he was sliding to get the first down. And so Azeez doesn't know that. He just sees the guy, he's a runner. He's not looking to throw it. He's got the ball tucked in his arm. I'm sort of defending Azeez a little bit here just because that's Trevor in the open field. We've seen quarterbacks fake slide. We've seen him do all kinds of stuff. He doesn't know if he's – so he slides. He does slide right at the first down marker. But if he really wanted to protect himself, he would have just taken 3 yards and just gotten down. And there wouldn't even have been any contact.
So, I mean, I know he led with his forearm and he hit his head, and I want to protect the quarterbacks also. But the quarterbacks have to protect themselves as well and not even get close to Aziz. Like, he's coming full speed. He's seen the quarterback out there in the open field. He doesn't want him to get the first down. I don't think there was any intent by Alshire to injure Trevor Lawrence. Now, if he wasn't hurt, I think there just would have been a flag.
Right.
But the fact that he was, you know, injured and we saw what happened, I don't think the league had any choice but to make a suspension. Now, it might get reduced a little bit. I mean, he's got to have a chance to defend himself. But it's a tough situation for a linebacker.
Real quick, your thoughts on tonight's game, Packers-Lions.
Well, I mean, the Lions are really undermanned defensively. You know, the linebackers are out. Malcolm Rodriguez, Anzalone, corners are out. Like, this is a chance for Green Bay to go in there and really tighten this whole thing up. So I think Green Bay is going to play a really good game tonight. They know what's at stake. They have a chance to still – Minnesota plays on Sunday. That's a very, very contested race. But if there's one team that can go in there and win, because Jordan Love's playing really good these last 2 weeks, I think the Packers had the chance to do it.
Baldy, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you bet, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
See you, bro.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. When we come back, we'll give you all the details that you need for the Junkies holiday Christmas drinking extravaganza. We'll do that next on The Fan. Attention, fantasy dorks. In about 15 minutes, Dave Richard will join us because week 14 starts tonight.
Yep.
You need your fantasy lineup advice. It's critical if you're vying for a playoff spot. So he will give that to you and us at 8 o'clock. Yep. So that's coming up.
Some big
keep
games.
Listening. It's very important.
And you've got, think about it, it's the last weekend of the regular season for most of these leagues. Mm-hmm. And you've got five teams on bye.
A lot of buys.
Six teams.
Is it six?
Six teams on bye.
Oh, sorry, six teams on bye.
Yeah, I got to pick up a kicker.
It's bye-mageddon.
Six teams on bye.
So Dave's going to help you through all those choppy waters.
You just reminded me, I got to pick up a kicker.
Yeah, well, you got to do that. It's very important. Can't have a hole in your roster. It'd be a bad fantasy manager. All right, we told you we're going to give you all the details that you needed for the Junkies Holiday Drinking Show, and I have them. I have them right here on this piece of paper. Friday, December 20th, get your calendars out, get your phones out, do what you have to do. Block this date off. Friday, December 20th, 6 until 10 a.m., we're taking the show on the road. We will be at the BetMGM Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. It's a Junks road trip right down the road, about 15 minutes from where we broadcast. We will be doing the Junkies Holiday Extravaganza at the BetMGM Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. So look, just go to your boss and say, sorry, I'm just taking a long weekend. I'm hanging out with the Junks for the Junkies Holiday Show. I can't possibly make it to work today. Just block the whole day off. Come hang out with us at MGM National Harbor. We're going to be live on stage. Just punt work. We're going to have guests on site. We're going to be doing all of our wacky reindeer games during the show.
We're going to do the gift. What do we call the gift exchange thing? What do we call that?
We do White Elephant. Secret Santa. Just depends what we want to do this year.
Yeah, White Elephant. That's right.
So we'll be doing all of that.
Now, here's the question, Drabby.
Well, we want you to be there, too.
In a normal year of Christmas, if we're doing the show here, you know, I bring my cooler in and I bring my own drinks.
Yes.
And these guys bring. Do I have to bring my own drinks?
No. I would think no.
No.
Are you sure?
Let's just let the real professionals.
So we're going to have our own personal bartenders.
I mean, I would assume
so. That would be the bar right there, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And then, you guys will be taken care of.
Yeah, you guys will be taken care of.
We're going to be good to go.
All right.
And there should be food there for you guys, too.
Please do not bring your own alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you got a history of that, Jason.
Yeah. He does. Yeah.
There's a certain else. IPA I like. I mean, look, hope they have it.
If you want to bring it to your room, because we're staying the night before, of course you could do that. But don't bring it into the BetMGM Sportsbook.
No, it's going to be fun.
I might.
The last time we did a holiday show with listeners, it was just downstairs, and that was fun. It was good to interact with people.
But this is going to be the MGM National Harbor. Yeah, I mean, totally different.
This is going to be a next level.
You can hang out, and watch us do the show, play some bets, go play some table games, do whatever you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's right next to the slots. There's a ton of slots next to the sports book.
This is also encouragement for everyone who likes the drinking show to come out to it, see it live, because it is not broadcast on Monumental. You can listen to it on the radio,
right?
But if you like watching the guys get a little loosey-goosey, come on out to MGM. It will not be televised.
And it's a Friday. It's a Friday 5 days before Christmas. Don't pretend like you're getting real work done at your job. Yeah. You're like, I don't know if I can go hang out with the Jukes because I got these spreadsheets I got to take care of.
Go punt work like Eric punted this segment.
Yeah, I mean,
hey, where is he?
This happens every show now. I mean, he's clearly pooping.
I mean, we got a huge show announcement, and he's nowhere to be found.
Yeah. So
Doc is pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charge him a few $100 for this hour.
So in case you missed it, the Junkies Holiday Drinking Show is Friday, December 20th. Put it on your calendar, 6 until 10 a.m. And we're not doing it here. We're doing it at the BetMGM Sportsbook at MGM.
You know what's awesome
National
about that?
Harbor.
It's awesome about being over there for that show. We get our own rooms.
Correct.
I don't have to get up at 4.
This is correct.
And catch the ride out in my driveway. I can sleep until about 5:40.
Yeah.
Head on downstairs and I'll be fine.
The night before, I believe we have designs on heading down to the Wizards game. We're going to do like a boys' night out.
Yeah. Will they have a win before we go?
No.
I can't guarantee that.
Will they beat the Mavs tonight? Weeks. Zero chance they beat the Mavs.
They're not interested in it. But again, they don't care about wins.
Who cares?
It's the NBA. There's a chance.
Who cares? We're just going to be hanging out at the Hennessy Lofts, having a good time, probably watching the Wizards lose.
I wish they called it something other than Hennessy Loft. Now you're going to think I'm angering it. I'm not trying to anger anyone, but it makes you feel like you're up high or something. The Hennessy Loft doesn't do it justice. Because you're right behind the basket, essentially.
You can call the Hennessy booth.
You can call a meeting with Jim Van Stone if you want and discuss.
It's floor
you're
level.
You're mocking me. I think I'm correct.
It's floor level, right?
It's basically floor level. Yeah, you're behind. Maybe you're elevated like couple steps.
Yeah.
But when you say, I don't think it does it justice. I'm giving them a compliment, ultimately, because the Hennessy Loft is unbelievable. But it makes you feel like you're up high. You're not, like when you just hear it. You're looking at me like I'm an alien. I'm not afraid to criticize someone if it's meant in good spirit. It should be called the Hennessy Sillies.
I'm not looking at you in any way.
No, Cakes is looking at me like I'm an alien. It should be called something better because Hennessy Loft makes it seem like it's in the ceiling.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
We're missing the point. We're talking about the drinking show. You're drilling down on the Hennessy Loft.
The Hennessy Loft is amazing.
The name of it. Anyway,
I don't like the name.
Have a great time.
Hey.
The night before.
I'm going to say this, JP. I'm going to say, yes, the Wizards will pull off one win before we go. They play Dallas, Denver, Memphis, Cleveland, Boston, and then they get Charlotte the night we're there.
Charlotte might be the sweet spot.
You know LaMelo Ball is like one of the top players in the game.
He could have 40. I'm just saying, I think they'll get one win before that.
People Jono and LeVar, the dad. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had some good kids, man.
Good genetics.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad. How's Lonzo doing? Is he back yet from his second injury that he had?
He came back, and then he might be re-injured. I'm not sure.
I root for that guy.
So we'll go to the Wizards game, and then we'll hop into hopefully like a nice ride from MGM back to MGM.
Mm-hmm.
Jason will scurry off the bed immediately, so he's ready.
He'll hide
for the junk show the next day.
Right.
So it's
but it'll be a Thursday night, so we can go to like Tap and watch a Thursday night football game.
Yes.
Sure. We can
After we put in a show parlay.
Oh, yeah, we could do that at the BetMGM Sportsbook.
Show parlay we can sweat. And then maybe we can get like some mornings. Is there some morning soccer?
Probably.
Why don't we just do that from the sportsbook and have them just bring us food?
We go to the sportsbook on Thursday. Yeah. We bet the Thursday night game, a couple of NBA games. We all pick a game.
No, but I mean, I'm going to hang out there like in the silly, like a little area.
Then Mike Marr is probably going to scurry over to is it Blossom? Is that the spot in the middle
across from
BetMGM's? Yeah. He'll probably play like video poker or something.
Dude, I can't wait to be boots on the ground out there. I mean, anytime I think about I'm just cheesing. This is going to be like the best night ever.
Hey, I can't wait.
Can we get the Black Crows to do our Christmas intros? Because they're going to be there that night.
Oh, the night that we're spending before.
Oh, well, we're going then. The we're going to that concert. Show? We're going to pop in on that concert.
Black Crowes are at.
Talk to your boy over there and say that we want to pop in.
You can't be in two places at once, though.
Well, we can all just stay at the Wizards game.
They're not
going to
go on until late.
That's true.
We can stay. We can do the Wizards for our first half.
Yeah, we'll do the Wizards until our tummies are full.
We're trying to pack a lot. It sounds like we're trying to pack a lot in. Like we're doing Wizards game. We're going to Tap. We're going to listen to the Robson brothers fight with each other.
I want to do. You and I do that. I want to go to the Wizards, eat all their food, drink all their drinks,
and then go to the Black Crowes,
and then go see Black Crowes.
She talks to Angels, and you know all the hits.
We'll do it from the MGM suite. They'll let us in.
They should
slide in the lobby bar at MGM, which is awesome.
It's kind of like a down perfect low, for low a drink. Key spot. Yeah, that's the lobby bar is a perfect spot for a nightcap.
Yeah,
that's right on the way up to our rooms.
It's true.
Bottom line is drinking show on the 20th.
What's the lead singer of the Black Crowes?
Chris Robinson.
Chris Robinson.
Yeah. We're gonna hang out with Chris Robinson. We are gonna meet Chris Robinson. we're gonna meet him.
I added it to my calendar.
I don't have connections like he does.
He might not be a cool guy though.
He's not gonna care if he meets us. But that's sure. Yeah, whatever.
I
mean,
I don't think he has a reputation for being like the world's nicest guy.
Maybe you know what?
Right. It won't be.
Maybe
like
he's mellowed out as he's getting older.
It won't be like hanging out with Mark Robert and Richard Ahm backstage.
Think of the opposite of Mark Robert. I think that might be that dude.
All right.
By the way, December 20th, according to my phone, D. Woods' birthday, too. Maybe he'll come from Atlanta.
Come up from ATL, hang out for the weekend, and just come hang with the Junks. It should be a great time. Again, the date.
Takes a lot you use his room.
It's Friday, December 20th.
If there's room, because I'm sure Rom will be crashing and kicks his
He's going to be my Rom mate. Ugh, gross.
You always say,
isn't he banned?
But you allow it all the time.
Right? He's like... He'd get arrested or something.
He's banned from gambling. I mean,
let me just say this.
You're not supposed to talk about that or something?
His last appearance at MGM National Harbor didn't go the way he was expecting it to go.
Was he overserved?
Well, we were both overserved.
But it was beyond that. It had nothing to do with that.
There was something above and beyond that happened with him.
Are we supposed to not talk about that?
I don't know. I don't think it really matters. He's just paranoid.
Just to answer your question, Lonzo Ball actually played... couple days ago and scored 5 points.
All right, how many minutes did he get?
13.
All right.
So again, to recap, in case you missed it, the Junkies Holiday Drinking
What's
Show.
What's the date? I want to make sure I attend it.
It's Friday, December 20th.
All right.
Kind of like this last segment.
6 until 10 a.m.
I had a poop.
At the BetMGM Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. Be sure to come out early. You want to experience it in person. Just say bye-bye to your boss and work. That Friday, we're going to have plenty of guests on site. We'll do all of the wacky games that we do during our drinking shows. And we just want you to be a part of it. So hopefully you can make it.
Yeah.
That's Friday, December 20th.
Mm.
So you go.
That'll be fun.
Those are your details. All right. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals will join us here on the Junks.